And now we look ahead. Joining us now, as she does most Monday mornings, WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, I know we'll have lots more to follow on the latest from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, but what else is going on?
Well, New York City's public advocate race is entering its final weeks, and now we know who's going to be on the ballot. The field has been winnowed down to 17.
That's right, only 17 now.
Still a lot, but there's a reason there are so many candidates. Because it's a special election, people could kind of leapfrog the traditional obstacles of having to work their way up through the party system and mount a nonpartisan campaign. However, running for office in New York City is notoriously difficult. Mm-hmm. So later this week, reporter Bridget Bergen will pull back the curtain on some of the ways people get tripped up. Also, the first debate is Wednesday night, and 10 candidates will be on stage.
All right, 10 candidates. So we look forward to hearing how Bridget will interpret that for us. What else is coming up?
Ask Governor Murphy is tonight. This is our monthly call-in show that gives listeners a chance to speak directly to New Jersey's governor. And you can start submitting questions right now by going to askgovernormurphy.com. We'll start streaming live at WNYC.org starting at 8 p.m. We'll also have more on the agreement between the city and the federal government over NYCHA. And we're going to get out of the tri-state area later in the week and take you into the deep ocean.
Oh.
Where are these? There's these single-celled organisms that take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. From what our reporter Clarissa Diaz tells me, without them, we're toast.
And I understand you brought us some mystery tape today.
Right. Instead of looking ahead, I want to take a look back and play something that's currently an endangered sound in New York City. Ready? Can you guess what that is?
No.
I'm going to play.
Wait a minute. Maybe.
One more time.
Okay. It's a mailbox.
It's a mailbox,
yeah.
Right around the corner here. The U.S. Postal Service is in the process of replacing every mailbox in New York City with ones that have a skinny slot for envelopes. It's to prevent people from fishing envelopes out in an attempt to steal checks. All 5,000 will be replaced sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Okay, and we look forward to now being able to add the old-fashioned mailbox to the list of things that we have to explain to people, to younger people.
Exactly. They're going the way of the record player.
All right, WNYC's Kate Hines. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.